Baruch et Adonai HaMvorach.
Baruch Adonai HaMvorach Le'olam Vayetz. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher bachar banu mikol ha'amim V'nata lanu et Torato. Baruch atah Adonai Noten HaTorah. Amen.
Yasef Moshe, El Machane, Ku Kutikne Israel, Varuah Nase Be'et Adonai, Baragal Sarim Min Hayom, Yerkosh Al Machane, Kederech Yom Ko, Ku Kederech Yom Ko, Sadigot Hamachane, Uch Amatayim Al Pene Ha'aratz, Varekam Ha'am. Kol hayom hahu bechol halayla bechol yom hamarat v'esku et haslav hamamit asaf asara hamari v'yishtachu lachem shetolach sulivot hamachane habasar odenu ben v'shnehen terev yikaret. Vayach Adonai ha-ra. Ba'am, Vayach Adonai ba'am. Makah rabah me'or. Vayachra et shem ha-makom ha-ha-hu. Tkirot ha-ta'ava. Kisham tkiru et ha-am. Ha-ma-zorim. Mi tkirot ha-ta'ava. Nas'u ha-am. Vayachu ba-chatzorot. Vatidaber Miriam le-Aharon ba-Moshe. Al odot ha-isha ha-kushit asher lakach. Ki isha kushit lakach. Vayomru ha-rak ach ba-Moshe diber Adonai halo. Lam ba-Livu diber. Vayishma Adonai. Vahaish Moshe Anam Me'or Mikal Ha'adam Asher Al-Kine Ha'adamah Vayomer Adonai Piton El Moshe Ve'el Aharon Ve'el Miriam Sa'u Shalash Tachem El Ohel Mo'e Vayas'u Shalash Tachem Vayomer Adonai Ba'amu, Ana Ba'amu, Vayomu, Mod, Petach, Ha'ohel, Vayikra, Aharon, Miriam, Vayetzku, Shemena, Vayomer, Shima'una, Divra, Im, Yehye, Neviyachem Adonai Bamara Elav Et Vada Bachalom Adiber Bo Lochem Abdi Moshe Bechol Beti Naaman Hu He El He Adiber Bo Umare Belo Bechidot Ut Manat Adonai Vadit Umadua lo yorechem yoretem ledaber be'avdi be'moshe v'yichar af Adonai bam v'yelach v'hei amnan sor ma'al ha'ora. Behine Miriam Netzarot Hashale. Behine Aharon El Miriam Behine Netzarot. Bayomer Aharon El Moshe. Bi Adoni Alna Peshet Alenu Hatat Asher No Leo. Ve Asher hot tongue. How not to he commit a share bitsito merahan nimo baye a hell hot seat with sorrow. Moshe and the leaders of Israel went back into the camp. And Adonai sent out a wind which brought quails from across the sea and let them fall about a day's trip around the camp, covering the ground to a depth of 3 feet. The people stayed up all day, all night, and all the next day gathering the quail. The person gathering the least collected 10 heaps. Then they spread them out for themselves all around the camp. But while the meat was still in their mouth, before they had chewed it up, the anger of Adonai flared up against the people. And Adonai struck the people with a terrible plague. Therefore, that place was named Kibrot Hataava, Graves of Greed, because there they buried the people who were so greedy. From Kibrot Hataava, the people traveled to Hazrat, and they stayed at Hazrat. Miriam and Aharon began criticizing Moshe on the account of the Ethiopian woman he had married, for he had in fact married an Ethiopian woman. They said, "Is it true that Adonai has spoken only with Moshe? Hasn't he spoken with us too?" Adonai heard them. Now this man Moshe was very humble, more so than anyone on earth. Suddenly, Adonai told Moshe, Aharon, and Miriam, "Come out, you three, to the tent of meeting." And the three of them went out. Adonai came down in a column of cloud and stood at the entrance to the tent. He summoned Aharon and Miriam, and they both went forward. He said, "Listen to what I have to say. When there is a prophet among you, I, Adonai, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak with him in a dream, but it isn't that way with my servant Moshe. He is the only one who is faithful in my entire household. With him I speak face to face, and clearly, not in riddles, he sees the image of Adonai. So why weren't you afraid to criticize my servant Moshe?" The anger of Adonai flared up against them, and he left. But when the cloud was removed from above the tent, Miriam had mitzarot as white as snow. Aharon looked at Miriam, and she was as white as snow. Aharon said to Moshe, "Oh my Lord, please don't punish us for the sin we have committed so foolishly. Please don't let her be like a stillborn baby with its body half eaten away when it comes out of its mother's womb." Moshe cried to Adonai, "Oh God, I beg you, please heal her." Adonai answered Moshe, "If her father had merely spit in her face, wouldn't she hide herself in shame for 7 days? So let her be shut out of the camp for 7 days. After that, she can be brought back in." Miriam was shut out of the camp for 7 days, but the people did not travel until she was brought back in. Afterwards, the people went on from Hazrat and camped in the Paddan Desert. To provide some context, God's chosen people, the Israelites, were slaves in Egypt about 3,500 years ago. God chose the Israelites to be the nation that would bring the Torah to the world. So God freed them from slavery through Moshe, and they went towards the Promised Land. Even though God freed them, they did not trust him. So they were forced to wander in the desert until that generation passed. As they wandered, Adonai provided for them by giving them manna every day and twice before Shabbat. But the people were not satisfied. Wandering with the Israelites was the mixed multitude, made up of all the different peoples that lived in Egypt, that left with the Israelites during the Exodus. These people saw God's miracles and were curious about what was happening. The problem for the Israelites was that they brought their own cultures with them. They did not understand God's commands, and their complaining swayed the Israelites. It caused the Israelites to remember the good things in their slavery, such as they received meat. They did not remember the back-breaking work. They wanted meat and were complaining to God, saying, "Give us meat, and we should never have left Egypt." This angered Adonai. He showed the Israelites that he heard their complaining by granting them their wish for meat. Adonai said, "You want meat? I will give you meat. And not just one day, or two, or five, or 20, but a whole month until you hate it." Adonai sent out a wind which brought quail from across the sea of reeds and let them fall about a day's trip around the camp, covering the ground to a depth of 3 feet. The people stayed up all day, all night, and all the next day, just gathering the quail. The person gathering least collected 10 heaps. The people spread them out for themselves, all around the camp. But while the meat was still in their teeth, before they had chewed it up, the anger of Adonai flared up against them, and he struck them with a terrible plague. Adonai was teaching the people that without his blessing, even food can be a curse. So many people died there, that place was named Kivrot Hata'ava, graves of greed, because there they buried the people who were so greedy. The reason why God was angry with the Israelites and the mixed multitude was because they were impatient and untrusting of God. They demanded meat and were not satisfied with what God was giving them. They expected God to give them everything they wanted and were putting themselves in a superior position to God. They did not put enough trust in God that he would take care of them. They wanted things on their own terms. They put more trust in their own plans than God's plans, thinking they knew better for themselves. And isn't that the case for the world today? How many times have people put their plans ahead of Adonai's, only to fall into doom or despair? Even nations are in danger if they do not follow the Torah. They can fall into wars and be destroyed. In the Bible, it happened to Sodom and Gomorrah, and even Israel itself. In modern times, it happened to countries such as Iraq and Afghanistan. The impact of not following the Torah for the individual can be equally disastrous. If they are not following Adonai's rules, they are following man's rules. When people make up their own rules, problems arise. They see their own needs, but often neglect the needs of others. This may lead to miseries such as divorce or corruption. We should follow Adonai's rules in order to meet everyone's needs. To conclude, God is eternal. His lessons for the Israelites thousands of years ago still apply to us today. We need to trust him and understand his will for us. God has a plan for us. He wants us to prosper. He has given us instruction through Moshe, the prophets, and Adonai Yeshua. We would do well to obey these instructions. We should be diligent in reading the Torah so we can have an understanding of Adonai, and we should follow his instructions so we can know his will for our lives.
Mazel tov, Annie. What a wonderful, wonderful way. Celebrate not only your bar mitzvah, but the festival of Shavuot. Although the bar and bat mitzvahs are not found in scripture, they are clearly part of tradition and have developed since Talmudic times, when the Jewish people were held captive in Babylon. At that time, the bar mitzvah, which means son of commandment, was a coming of age commandment, stemming from Adonai's command to Moshe, recorded in Bamidbar, or Numbers 1. Take a census of the entire assembly of the people of Israel by clans and families, Record the names of all the men 20 years old and over who are subject to military service in Israel. Thus, the original bar mitzvah was for young men who reached the age of 20, who would offer themselves in service of Israel. Gradually, though, the marking of spiritual manhood shifted down to 13, as evidenced by bar mitzvahs which were first recorded in the 15th and 16th century, when young boys reached the age of 13. On the day before their 13th birthday, they were minors. On their 13th birthday, they were considered ready to assume full religious responsibility, including fasting on Yom Kippur, wearing tallit and tefillin, and praying in the synagogue with men of all ages. The bat mitzvah apparently started in France in the 18th century, as Jewish women began to demand a similar ceremony for their daughters as was afforded for their sons. At first, the bat mitzvah, which means daughter of command, was a minimal ceremony which did not involve reading Torah or making speeches. However, that changed in the 20th century in North America, when the first bat mitzvah was recorded in 1922. Messianic bar and bat mitzvahs began in the 1970s, when the Messianic movement took hold in North America. It was then that Messianic rabbis began to find spiritual justification for the bar mitzvah in both the Hebrew and the apostolic scriptures. Each of the prophets of Elohim were called to ministry early in their lives. The calling of Shemuel, or Samuel, is a case in point. In 1 Samuel 3, we read of the young Samuel, about 13. Adonai came and stood and spoke as at the other times. Shmuel, Shmuel. Then Shmuel said, "Speak, your servant is listening." Adonai said to Shmuel, "Look, I am going to do something in Israel that will make both ears of everyone who hears make it tingle." Then in Luke 2, we hear of Adonai Yeshua's experience in the temple at the age of 12, recorded in Luke 2. Every year, Yeshua's parents went to Yerushalayim for the festival of Pesach. When he was 12 years old, they went up for the festival as custom required. Yeshua remained in Jerusalem. They didn't realize this. Supposing that he was somewhere in the caravan, they spent a whole day on the road before they began searching for him among their relatives and friends. Failing to find him, they returned to Yerushalayim to look for him. On the third day, they found him. He was sitting in the temple court among the rabbis, not only listening to them, but questioning what they said. This gives what I believe is deeper meaning to a messianic bat or bar mitzvah, as the ties to the meaning of bat mitzvah as a calling to service and ties to our Messiah, Adonai Yeshua, are clearly made. Annie, your portion or reading of Torah corresponds to your birth parashah and came from Parashah Behalachta, when you set up. We read from Numbers 11:30 to 12:16, both in Hebrew and in English. Parashah Behalachta relays Adonai's teachings of the priests, of their care of the tabernacle lamps, the consecration of the Levites, the first Passover in the wilderness, Adonai's cloud of glory, the grumbling in the wilderness, and Miriam's rebellion and subsequent punishment. Indeed, your drash focused on the events surrounding the Israelites rebelling against Adonai's provisions for his people and what that means for us today. Thank you so much for sharing this with us. I look forward to future occasions when you share the understanding and wisdom Adonai Elohim gives you. And now Annie has a special gift for us. And now I invite the Moravchik family to come around. Annie Faith Emily Moravchik, do you desire to be a disciple of Adonai Yeshua, to follow his commands as outlined in Torah, and to work with him from this day onward?
I do so desire.
Annie Faith Marie Moravchik.
Emily. You could just call it Annie.
Are you willing to begin your learning towards assuming a ministry within Kehila Havarim Moshiach?
I am willing.
Annie Moravchik, it is with great joy and love we of Kehila Havarim Moshiach, who have welcomed you into our fellowship, now rejoice in your decision to assume a ministry role in the family of believers. Dear Heavenly Sovereign and loving Abba, we are in the midst of a joyous occasion, the Bar Mitzvah ceremony of Annie Moravchik. It is with enormous joy and love for both you and Annie that we are gathered here together, family and friends, to encourage Annie as she makes this commitment before you and Kehila as witnesses of her desire to assume her place as one of your disciples. We gathered here to witness this ceremony beseech you to endow Annie with the strength necessary to be a true disciple and witness for you, striving to do her part in the building of your kingdom here on earth. We also beseech you to provide for Annie's family, her parents, her grandparents, and her siblings, as they support Annie in the walk you have ordained for her. Even though they may not understand the task that you will give Annie, may they rely on you to guide them in your supporting roles. We pray this in the beloved name of Yeshua Moshiachenu. Amen.
I want to follow Yeshua. I want to live my life for Yeshua. He loves us so much, he died for us. So we don't have to die, we can have eternal life with him. If you think about that, that's pretty amazing. And what my parasha has really shown me is that I really need to trust God and not be like the Israelites and mixed multitude, putting more trust in themselves. One of the things that he has shown me is to be obedient to my parents and to listen to my parents because they know what's best for me. God says his law can be summed up in two commands: to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. I want to obey these commands and live my life following him and loving others. I realize I can't do this on my own strength. I need the help of the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKadosh. Part of loving him is knowing him. Studying his word is helping me to know him more. I love learning Hebrew so I can better understand the truth of his word. When I first heard the Shema, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is one, the Lord is our God, blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity," I understood the meaning of "hear" to mean "here is Israel." "Hear" in the Hebrew context actually means to listen and obey. God is telling them to listen to him and obey his word. He is declaring that he is our God. I need to listen to God, continue reading his word, and be a doer of his word. My family has helped me grow in my faith. They try to be doers of his word. God is love, and I have experienced so much love through my whole family. My parents reading the Bible to me and teaching me has been and continues to be a blessing. I'm thankful to grow up in a home that desires to worship God in the spirit and in truth. I want to one day teach my family to follow God in his ways. I want to thank God for blessing me with such a wonderful family, loving parents and brothers and sisters, and supportive grandparents and aunts and uncles, and good friends both here and in Costa Rica. I am also thankful for the people of Havarim community and the love and support you have shown me. He continues to show his love to me through the people in my life. I especially want to thank my parents for teaching me and supporting me in my life.
Thank you, Mom and Dad,
for helping me get ready for today. I want to thank Michael for teaching me and helping me get ready for my bat mitzvah. Thank you, Michael. And thank you, Ron and Helen, for teaching me Hebrew and helping me understand the meaning and helping me get ready for today. Thank you also to my Shabbat school teacher, Michelle, for I am learning so much through all your teaching. Thank you to my grandparents, siblings, aunts, and uncles for all your love and support, and all of your support, and all of you for supporting me today. God bless you.
Well, I just wanted to say a prayer, a blessing for Annie. Annie, from the moment you were born, the Spirit of the Lord had been moving in our lives. In my youth, I did not know the Lord. When I first became a father, I opened up my mind to the idea of God, but it wasn't until you were born that the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh, came to visit us all, and I could no longer doubt or deny the Lord. Adonai used you to change me, so thank you for that. And on that amazing day almost 13 years ago, your mother and I were overjoyed, but we were also distraught because you were born without your right hand. I don't know if everybody knows that, but Annie's missing her right hand. And we did not know what this meant for your life and how that was going to affect the quality of your life and what was going to happen. Would you be able to do everything that everybody else would be able to do? And in those first few days after your birth, those questions lingered, but the concern we felt was extinguished because your mother and I had several personal encounters with the Holy Spirit. Every time I started to worry, the Lord spoke to my heart and my mind. As I would read through articles or drive around town looking at street signs and billboards, the word faith would jump out at me everywhere I went. I couldn't even read any other words. It was just faith everywhere I saw. I started noticing that, and he personally told me to be patient and be faithful through that experience. Of course, your second name is Faith, but I found it even more inspirational when I learned that Hannah, the story about Hannah from the Old Testament, and that how she was so faithful, and that Hannah is actually Hebrew for Anne, so in a way you've been doubly named Faith. And the other part of it that I found particularly interesting was that you were born during Shavuot, which is the coming of the Holy Spirit, and in our experience, when she was born, we had the coming of the Holy Spirit directly right into our home, literally into our bedrooms, and here we see the confirmation 13 years later that she was absolutely where she's supposed to be. So I just want to say, Annie, ask the Lord to bless you and protect you, to his face shine to you and be gracious to you. May he lift up your face to you, his face to you, and give you peace, and fill you with all the fruits of the Spirit, and give you a life full of love, laughter, health, and happiness. I love you.
This is the day. Oh, you asked it. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. That was the scripture God gave me the day you were born and today. Annie, my sweet, beautiful girl, I am so proud of the beautiful young woman you have become. Your kind nature and gentle, loving spirit and tender heart is a blessing to me and our whole family. I love being your mom. You are not only my daughter, but a sister in the Lord as well. You are respectful, obedient, kind, and tenacious. Seeing how hard you work at the task God has given you is inspiring. You have chosen the path of obedience. This is evident in your relationship with others. May you be blessed with all the fruits of the Spirit as you continue on his path. You have a pure heart and a desire to know God and his ways. You have a pure heart and a desire to know God and his ways. He says in his word, "Blessed is the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Keep seeking, asking, knocking, and the door will be open for you. He has set you apart for his purpose and his glory, Anne. Abide in him, and he will abide in you. Keep pursuing a close relationship with Yeshua. He loves you so much that he died for you and sent his spirit to help you. You are never alone. Even when you were little, you taught me his words, "When I am afraid, I will trust in you." Your middle name, Faith, came from the Lord the day you were born. It is very fitting, just like Dad said. We sensed the overwhelming presence of the Holy Spirit when you were born. It blew in like a wind and filled our home and hearts. We knew he had a special plan for your life. We knew he was with our family, setting us apart for his purpose, his glory, Kadosh. As you grow more and more into the woman of God he made you to be, know your dad and I are here to support you and guide you through the help of the Holy Spirit and always to love you. You are a blessing, Annie. I love you. Thank you for sharing your gifts with our family and letting your light shine. I close with this verse from Ephesians 3 that God laid on my heart for you. I pray that from the treasures of his glory, he will empower you with inner strength by his Spirit, so that the Messiah may live in your hearts through your trusting. Also, I pray that you will be rooted and founded in love, so that you, with all God's people, will be given strength to grasp the breadth, length, height, and depth of the Messiah's love. To know, yes, to know it, even though it is beyond all knowing, so that you may be filled with the fullness of God. And the white roses on the table reminded me, Annie, of your pure heart, your beautiful spirit, and the sweet aroma that you bring. I love you, sweetheart.
I love you too.
Did you wish to share something?
Oh, sure.
Briefly?
All right. I don't have anything written down, but... No, I didn't write you a song. I know, I'm sorry. I've been busy. Annie, you are awesome. You're so much fun to hang out with. You're super cool. You're very impressive. I'm blown away by how well you do everything you set your mind to. You, like, your piano playing is amazing. You're really, really good at, like, any game we play or any, really anything you attempt or set your mind to. Super, super impressive. And seeing you around the house with helping out mom with everything that needs to be done and taking care of the kids and just everything you do, it's amazing how helpful and your ability to do anything you set your mind to so well with so much excellence, with so little self-focus, but so much care and thought towards others. It's impressive and it's inspiring, and you're an awesome person. I'm so blessed to have you as my sister, and I'm really excited to see the kind of person you become as you get older. I love you, Annie.
Love you too.
We have the entire Moravchik family up here, please. Martin and Tara, on behalf of the entire Moravchik family, do you promise to guide Annie in her spiritual growth, no matter where you are as a family, and help keep her on his narrow path through the leadership of Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit of God?
We will guide Annie
towards
spiritual maturity,
ourselves being led by Ruach HaKadosh. And now it's your turn. Brothers and sisters of Kehillah Haverim Moshiach, we form the spiritual family for Annie Moravchik. As such, we have a responsibility to guide her, assisting her biological family, as they are the primary human guides for her journey on Adonai's narrow path. It is with love and deep friendship I ask you to commit yourselves to this role. The important question for all of us is to ask ourselves, are we prepared and willing to guide Annie, to support her in ways appropriate for a messianic fellowship, and to encourage her to continue her learning journey, indeed adventure on Adonai Elohim's narrow path. If you are, please repeat after me. I commit myself to being a support for Annie Moravchik as she continues on her journey, drawing closer to and becoming more intimate with our beloved Abba. I will encourage and guide her, always mindful of the roles her parents play are fundamental and primary to her spiritual journey. I will seek the guidance of Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit of God, in this role he has assigned me. In Adonai Yeshua's holy name, I commit myself. Amen.
We have one more daughter who wasn't able to be here today, but she sent her love. Annie, I remember the day you were born. I was so happy to finally have a little sister. Your love for kids and the family inspire me. You are so beautiful and unique. You're very special, and one day the whole world will see your talents and beauty. I'm so happy we've become closer and started writing music together. You have a God-given voice. I know he made us to sing together. I love you, Annie, and I am so proud of you. Everyone has a different and special role and place. I can tell you're following the plan God has for you, and I can't wait to keep watching you grow. I wish I could be there. Love you, Mary.
Annie, on behalf of Kehila Haverim Moshiach, please accept this token of our love and esteem, and pray that you use it to deepen your understanding, to deepen your love, and become more intimate with our beloved Abba.
Thank you.
And now we return to our Torah service.